bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. I'm referring, of course, to John Metrick, the High Peak butcher whose latest delicacy is flying off the shelves. And his customers are going nuts for them.
The bakers thought I was mad when I said, can we cook these squirrels and make them into a pie, but they've been really struggling to try and keep up with demand.
True to form, though, and the squirrel is dividing opinion.
Squirrels are seen as cute little animals, which they are. But then on the other hand, we've had other people who've had experiences where squirrels have done damage to the trees in the garden, or they've gone into the loft and damaged cables and insulation and things, and they don't have as, you know, they have a different viewpoint on it.
They're made using grey squirrels that have been professionally culled in North Lancashire and Cumbria. Around 200 squirrel and vegetable pies have been sold since John started selling them last month. Fresh from the oven, and it's time for a taste test.
I can't say it tastes like squirrel because I've never tasted it before.
Yeah. But you like it?
Yeah, it's quite nice.
Looks like you like it.
It's possible.
What do you think?
Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
And with a description like that, I had to find out for myself.
Just get a bit of the game there.
Yeah, it's gamey.
It is the real winter warming pie.
No, you don't need to convince me. It's right. Lovely. But is it rodents or is it game? Well, game is probably a more palatable description, but not everyone can be convinced.
I would eat it if I was desperate, but no, thank you.
No, you don't want to try it?
No, it's like the rabbit, too cute.